I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Here's another listener favorite from 2008.
From the comedy stage to the big screen to television, Niecy Nash brings sass and style to everything she does.
I am here at the CMA Music Festival. It is where the biggest country stars come to perform and meet their fans. I'm going in.
This is my bus right here you're looking at.
It's 1955 right here.
1955? Does that mean I have to sit in the back? I'm Niecy Nash, and I am backstage at the Kimora Lee Simmons Baby Bat Fashion Show. Oh, I'm going in. What is the one thing they don't have back here that they need? Ha! That's how I do it. Who want a donut? I'm Niecy Nash, and this is Clean House.
The actress and comedian shines when she's working without a script. She is starring in two TV shows at once, Reno 911 and the home makeover show Clean House. Nash recently sat down with NPR's Tony Cox to talk about her career and how she got into the biz.
Man, like so many other people who do this genre of entertainment, was birthed out of tragedy. When I was, I want to say 15 or 16, I saw my mother get shot.
Oh.
And then maybe the day before my 22nd or 23rd birthday, my brother was killed. And so my family had experienced so much tragedy. And by the time my brother was killed, my mother, who had survived her incident, she was like in a horrible depression. So she's like, I'm getting into bed and I'm never getting back up. And she meant it. So I'm coming to her house every day, and I'm standing at the foot of the bed telling jokes and stories and trying to pop lock and cabbage patch and, you know, trying to work it out. And eventually she went from laying down in the bed to sitting up in the bed. So, well, I've got my peanuts and my water. Go on and stand up there and do your rendition of things. So one day I go to her house, and she's not in the bed. I'm like, where's my mother? And I look, and she's like, we're in here. I'm like, who is we? Well, I went across the street, and I got the neighbors, and I told them you was funny. Stand up there. Y'all are going to love this. I'm like, what? So I'd start performing in the living room. That was
how it started.
And then I didn't want to be selfish. I realized in that moment that comedy was a gift. And so when I went outside and I said, I'm Niecy Nash, and I'm funny, they were like, you're right. Get over here. We will give you a job.
Really? Now, you know, it's one thing to perform for your mama and the neighbors.
Yeah.
It's another thing to perform for the people that are going to put money in your purse.
Well, and I got to do that. I got to do that if I want to eat.
So how hard was it when you really stepped on to the professional stage?
It was a journey. It took some time, but I always believed that impression that had been pressed onto the canvas of my imagination. Like, this is what you are called to do. Pow, it was stamped right there. And so since I always believed it, when I walked that thing out, I never felt like there was another option.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the only one taking three babies to an audition, but you know what? No matter what. I live by the no matter what of it all. So I would take my three babies, pack them up, and I would do what I got to do.
Now, you started out doing stand-up, but then you have moved away from stand-up into situation comedy.
Yes.
You like this better?
I like work.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah. Actually, I booked Reno 911 and Clean House, which is my home makeover show that I host, the same week. That following week, I booked Recurring on Bernie Mac. So it kind of all happened at the same time.
You got two TV show series and a recurring role on another series in the same week?
Uh-huh. Within about 2 weeks.
How'd you do that?
The man upstairs was feeling sorry for me. He was like, let me let this baby catch a break.
I heard that one of the auditions that you went into, you took your children and they were taking too long.
Oh, that was for Reno 911.
Tell us that
story. I went to the audition for Reno. The funny thing about that is that when I got that phone call, originally it wasn't improv that we were going to do. It was sketch. And they called and said, you know, can you do characters? I was like, yes. I had never done them. I was like, but let me, what is a paycheck is attached on the end of it? I'm going to figure it out in the car on the way there. So I lied and said I knew how to do it. But when I got there, they were running late. And I said, wait a minute. And so I went and knocked on the door, and it was maybe 15 people in the room. And I was like, are y'all about to get this dog and pony show started? And they were like, well, are you in a hurry? And I'm like, yeah, I got to get my kids to Chuck E. Cheese by 7 o'clock. And so I think they ended up hiring me. I don't even think I was the best girl, to be honest, but I do think that I was the most comfortable in my skin. And somehow that resonated. And they were like, get over here. We want to work with you.
You know, I want to talk about being comfortable in your skin, okay? Because I saw you in a blue swimsuit that was really thongish.
I was waiting on you the T-word. Thong, 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 thong. I was waiting on you to hit me with that.
You were rocking that thong, and you weren't even at the beach.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, let's talk, okay.
Okay. When they decided to switch from doing a sketch show to a unscripted parody of Cops for Reno 911, we all got to create our cop characters. My daughter's best friend at the time was Rainisha Williams. And I was like, can I be Rainisha Williams? And they were like, well, yeah, okay, so what about her? And I was like, can I have baby hair and a big booty? And they were like, yes. So when you see the Rainisha booty, it's a prosthetic booty, but the foundation is mine.
Underneath is you.
Yes.
You are too crazy. Let's talk about somebody that you worked with who was really respected in the business, Bernie Mac.
Yes.
I had the opportunity to meet him myself once, a great guy. And you had an arc on his show, The Bernie Mac Show. And I've already told you that one of those episodes when you blew in with the Santa Ana wind story, I thought that was one of the funniest episodes they had. What was your relationship with Bernie?
When I came to the audition, there was a million women there who had had series and, you know, auditioning to play his sister. It got down to the callback. And when I went back to the callback, it was only me and one other woman. And I go in and I have the little sides. And right before I walked in the door, the lady said, honey, we don't need the sides. You're going to just improv a scene with Bernie. And I said, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Can you repeat that?
And so I walked in. He was there. How you doing? I said, how you doing? And I just took my shoes off and sat down, and we started talking. And he said, the script is not the Bible. I got mine. I want you to get yours. Do you, and I'll follow. Yes, everybody knows him as a king of comedy, but the man who he was, just he was a king. He himself, Bernie Mac, not just a king of comedy, but just a king to me anyway.
That was a great opportunity for you, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
You know, I look at you and I see your, this is your signature look, isn't it?
With the flower in your hair,
yeah.
Yes.
It's cute.
Thank you.
Is that what the brothers tell you? They say you're cute?
I don't even think they see the flower. For everything else.
They can't
I don't
get you
even think
flower.
They know this. The outer wrappings are going to do what they're going to do. You know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. always going to be somebody who like it.
Well, you're right about that. You know what you should do, Niecy Nash?
What should I do?
You should write a book, and it should be called Happy in My Skin.
Happy in My Skin. You heard it here first.
If you do it, when they say, I want to thank somebody, just say, I want to thank Tony Cox at News & Notes for giving me the title of my book.
How about that?
Okay? You don't have to give me any money. I don't want any money, but we can talk about that later. Thank you, Niecy.
Thank you for having me at News & Notes.